My name is Hugh Travers. I'm the writer of Lambo. Lambo is my second produced stage play. That's my first radio play. My first play was Clear the Air. I put it on in the theatre upstairs on Eden Quay.
My name is Ronan Phelan and I directed Lambo.
My name is Michael Ford Fitzgerald and I'm playing Jerry Ryan in the play Lambo.
I got the idea for Lambo when I read about the story in a book of the A to Z of Irish scandals by Gene Kerrigan. And so when I first read the story, it just struck me as a bizarre story initially, but something about it sparked something in me because it seemed to speak volumes about the world we live in today, about media, celebrity, entertainment versus public service broadcasting. And I just felt that I had something to say about today. And so I originally tried to write it as a short film several years ago. And eventually it struck me that the way to tell it was to do it as a one-man show, because it was a story about a guy who tried to tell a story to entertain people and somehow lost control of that story. So it occurred to me that the way to do it was to stage it and have someone try and tell the story to people but kind of lose control of it as he told it.
I first came across the play while I was working with Hugh Travers on the previous play that he had written, Clear the Air. As we were finalising casting for that play, Hugh dropped a script on the desk in front of me. It was a first draft and he had just finished it.
My name is Trevor Furlong. I am sound designer on Lambo. First thing I done was read Jerry Ryan's biography. And from that, I went on to listen to some of the archived radio to find out how he thinks and how he's changed since the Lambo affair.
I never knew Jerry Ryan, but I'm from Clontarf myself, so I would have known that he was a neighbour of sorts. He lived around a couple of corners away from me, and he would have been somebody, obviously, who I would have been aware of in my life, obviously, growing up in Clontarf. And he's somebody I admired as an entertainer and, I guess, a showbiz man, because that's what he really was.
The search for Jerry was long and winding. We went about by calling in anybody and everybody that we could think of. We knew that the play was set in a kind of limbo, so we wanted it to be a young Jerry on stage. Jerry around about the age he would have been when the Lambo incident happened. Even though he's talking about it in the past tense, it still has to feel quite present. And also it meant that we felt that it would be better to present Jerry Ryan from back then rather than Jerry Ryan when he is more established and more kind of comfortable in the role that he had within RTE and actually within kind of the nation. Because the story of Lambo is really the story of how he went from Jerry Ryan in small letters to Jerry Ryan in big letters.
My impression of Jerry Ryan was that he was a larger than life character, and he was very much in the background on the radio in my childhood and throughout my teenage life, I suppose. He was very much a voice that I was tuned into. I feel that he was a character that was very much in the psyche of the nation, and then only subsequently when we did the play did I come to realise that there was a hell of a lot more to him. I was equal parts thrilled and terrified.
The first thing I did was I walked into the Wicklow Mountains and I stayed overnight just to get a feeling of how it was for Jerry Ryan when he was in Connemara. I recorded some sounds and listened to those sounds while I was doing the sound design. And as we go further into the psyche of Jerry Ryan, the sound gets more dissonant as the sound in nature would get more dissonant as it gets rougher. And that was the main idea.
I got into the character, I suppose, through a wealth of YouTube clips and podcasts which are available online. I just listened to him morning, noon and night, really. I'd have the podcasts on in the morning before I'd go into rehearsals, and just to get that voice inside your head. I have a facility with impersonating people that, and I think Jerry was one that I very much had to work on. It wasn't something that came naturally, and it's probably all the more satisfying that there was a lot of work involved, and it was something that was a real challenge, I suppose. He had this way of connecting ideas as he spoke, so he would have a very convoluted sentence, but he would make it seem completely natural to him because he was a very smart guy. And I found that I really connected through the musicality of his delivery. And that's how I thought I connected with the voice, more so than any sort of accent or one eureka moment. It was more the tributary that he went on each time he spoke. And it was and he brought the listener along with him. It wasn't just him just talking for the sake of it, although he was a great talker.
The play changed quite significantly from, we'll say, the first draft and the very first performance to the full production of it in the Fringe Festival. Basically, I had a first draft which I presented to Ronan, and we cast Michael in it, and he performed in a work in progress excerpt in the Project Art Centre. Once we saw him do that, he did about 25 minutes of what I had of the first draft. And once we saw him do it and what he was capable of in terms of embodying Jerry and doing the various different voices that we had, it kind of raised the game for us. We decided, if he can do all this, there's an incredible amount of potential here to push it further and push Michael further. And the draft that we subsequently worked on and presented to Michael really gave him a lot of work to do. There was more characters, they were interrupting each other. It became a much more high energy, much more of a physical workout for Michael's body and voice and everything. So yeah, there was quite significant changes, and we wanted to really push what we could do with it, because it was just quite a simple, it initially started out as a guy telling a story. It then became much more about a guy losing control of a story.
Sound works by your own personal experience, so it works differently for everybody. In parts of Lambo, the sound is used to bring people into the psyche of Jerry Ryan and the hostility that he was feeling at the time of Lambo. I hopefully succeeded in doing that by creating dissonant sounds, dense sounds, and having noise.
I think that today's Lambo has been the most satisfying experience that I've had working on a piece, just in terms of how it developed and how it allowed us to push ourselves. And I think that it was a truly collaborative experience with all the people who were involved, myself, Michael, Hugh, Trevor, Ashling, Zia, who designed the set and lights for the stage play. I think we managed to create something cohesive and funny and entertaining.
He comes across as an incredibly warm character and very empathetic, and someone who's got a great sense of fun about him. And I feel that he's a joy to play, because he's so larger than life, and it all comes through his voice. He had the most wonderful speaking voice.
In one word, Jerry Ryan to me means storytelling.
What does Jerry Ryan sound like?
Jerry Ryan means warmth and relish and fun.